Hey everyone, Mr. Serica here talking to you about six types of cum eaters. Cum eaters and wannabe cum eaters are two of the broad categories when discussing cum eaters. What? You mean cum eating is not a common theme of conversation around your parts? That's a shame. Anyway, there is so much more to it when you start delving into the act of eating ejaculate. Certainly, cum eating is taboo for many. Many men who do or consider such acts ask themselves, is it crazy to eat cum? I don't think so, not at all. I think it's hot. It doesn't mean that you're gay or you want to eat cum from another guy. Well, not necessarily. Some of you might, some may not. But regardless, add a mistress to the mix. And it's also a show of your submission, isn't it? So although cum eating may not be a popular subject in your parts, it is a popular subject around these parts. So let's have some fun with cum, hun. The wannabe cum eater. So erotic, taboo, and you just can't get it out of your mind, right? You call me, get all lathered up, pounding that fun stick. Groaning, moaning, you're all in. You're gonna do it. Those hormones are running high, and today you swear to me on your fifth edge of the session. And this time, mistress, I will. When the time comes, however, you orgasm and you no longer have that same motivation, and you're sitting there with a handful of cum. And there's nothing in the world that's going to get you to get that hand to that mouth. Not today. Right? Well, it's a common phenomenon. And you're not alone. But we can work through it together. You wouldn't be the first tough cookie to crumble. The acrobatic cum eater. Oh, you've eaten that cum. Yeah, you have. Tasted it, at least. But only after your hips were hoisted above your head, legs dangling over your head. That penis in position pointed right to that mouth. And when you come, you manage to get a squirt or two to those waiting lips. Right? And for those with great trajectory, I've seen you hunched over your pelvis, vigorously stroking, and your gravity-defying spunk splashing to the target zone. You are so much fun to watch. Now the ruined cum eater. This is interesting. You're so hot. You've gotten yourself worked up thinking about eating this cum. That we connect. You're stroking hot and fast. And I continue urging, teasing, and taunting you. You're going to do it for me. You're going to do it for Mr. You're going to eat that cum. Yes, you are. And then suddenly, you're ruined one. Two, even three orgasms, letting that cum leak onto your hand, followed by my commands on how to make it disappear. Eat it. That's it. Put it in your mouth. Hold it. Hold it there. Let me see. Oh, look at that cum. Good boy. Finally, on your last full orgasm, all you have left are those last few drops. You've wrung those balls dry. The trick cum eater. Usually when someone is new to the world of cum eating, a common CEI or cum eating instruction for beginners means cumming or placing that cum onto various foods. Cupcakes with lots of cream or putting it on a sticky bun, which brings a whole new meaning to sticky bun. And I adore the look on your face as you raise that tainted treat to your mouth. For those who are really tough cases, well, I just might have you put that cum in some pudding and stir it all up. You're still eating it. Oh, and freezing cum on a lolly or in cubes is a great way to suck and savor that treat. There must be hundreds or thousands of ways to trick you into eating that cum. Tell me, have you been tricked? Humiliated cum eater. ejaculating into a condom, then putting that condom on a dildo and stroking it, getting it all nice and coated with that spunk. Then ordering you to clean that dildo with your lips. No, 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 not your tongue. Just your lips. Or how about denying orgasm until you are so horny and humiliated, begging and pleading for orgasm? For you mindfuck guys, what's a better mindfuck than some big strong man who is against, perhaps even repulsed, by the thought of eating his own cum? But you're so dedicated, wanting to please me, and your submissive nature rises and demands it, and you have one choice. I tell you, you don't have to eat your cum. Mm-mm. But you don't come either. When you do come, though, pet, you eat it up. So it really is up to you. You don't have to eat that cum, but you're not going to come until you do. Now, by and far the best cum eater is one who just does it when I spontaneously ask for it. Out of the blue, for no reason at all, no training or discussion ahead of time. Once that spunk spews all over your belly, or wherever, and then I just ask, oh, pet, clean that up, won't you? Eat it. Now, you are fully in your rights as a submissive to use your safe word and decline. After all, we hadn't had any negotiations, right? Kind of unfair, too, for me to ask. So I wouldn't, I couldn't be upset with you if you declined, right? I play fair, don't I, pet? But then again, you know, if you don't do as I ask, you might make me sad, be disappointed with you. And you just can't have that, can you, pet? Oh my, what a conundrum. What are you going to do? Just remember this. Everything is a lesson, pet. We learn from everything, if we're lucky. When you obey and go against your instinct not to eat your cum, when your erotic fog has vanished after that orgasm, and you still consume that hot spunk just because I asked. Why, it teaches me something, doesn't it? It teaches me something about you, about me, and something about us, doesn't it, pet? Until we chat, Mr. Serica of Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.